Chapter 5. At Sage, every school day started with morning assembly. Nori, foolishly, expected it to be fun. Father had said it was his favorite part of the day, and Nori had imagined clowns and seals parading up and down the grand rows of the Hall of Magic and Performance. Also, donuts. Guess how many clowns and seals there were? 0. Guess how many donuts? Also 0. Instead, a teacher scolded Nori for having her sleeves rolled up, and all the students had to listen to a chamber music quartet. Pepper squeezed her hand as they sat on the purple velvet seats. Nori squeezed back. She was worried about herself and Bax in the Fluxer class. And she knew she'd miss Ms. Starr. She could only imagine how Pepper felt about joining the fuzzy class.
"We missed you in the dorm," Pepper whispered. "My dad wouldn't let me come," Nori said. "I wanted to."
A Sage teacher whipped around from the pew in front of them.
"Shh."
Finally, assembly was over. The students were dismissed and broke into chatter.
"Hey, look," Pepper said.
Nori looked and...
"Mitali!"
she exclaimed, calling out to a girl with bright eyes, a big smile, light brown skin, and dark brown hair cut in a swingy bob.
"Nori!"
cried Mitali, pushing through the throng. Nori had met Mitali at Dragon Haven. They had formed a friendship almost immediately.
"I am so happy to see you," said Mitali. "Oh my gosh, we're going to have so much fun. How do you like the uniform?"
Nori waved goodbye to Pepper, promising to catch up with her at lunch, and hoped that the day would get better. It did. Nori knew several other Sage Fluxers from Dragonhaven, not just Mitali. Fuchsia, Anemone, and Fred. And they were all glad to see her. Plus, they were nice to Bax, and Bax was nice to them. Math wasn't too hard, and literature was actually interesting. They read a short story about a unicorn fluxing princess. Third period was fluxing class. The teacher was a tall man with a giraffe-like neck and a kind smile. His name was Mr. Lan.
"You're Stone Horace's daughter, yes?" he said to Nori. She nodded. "I've heard a lot about you," said Mr. Lan. "All good, don't worry."
Nori wasn't sure she believed him, but she wanted to. Mr. Lan did a presentation about canine fluxing, talking about techniques for holding onto the human mind and ways of relating to actual dogs when in dog form. The Sage Fluxers were ahead of the Dunwoodle Fluxers. That's why they were working on puppies instead of kittens.
Uh-oh.
Nori was great at kitten, but her puppy went wonky almost every time she'd done it. She really didn't want to go unintentionally upside down on her first day at Sage. She tried to do the deep breathing Ms. Starr had taught her. The other students demonstrated their homework by fluxing into pug, golden retriever, Dalmatian, and beagle puppies. Then Mr. Lan beckoned Nori to the front of the room.
"Would you show us your puppy, please? Any breed is fine."
Nori took another deep breath. She reminded herself that she'd done puppy in the entrance exam. Sure, it had only been for 5 seconds, but she'd done it. She could do it again. Pop, pop, pop. She fluxed into a golden retriever puppy.
"Very nice," Puppy Nori heard Mr. Lan say. "Perfectly floppy puppy ears. Top-notch fluxing."
Puppy Nori wagged her tail. She was holding it. It was 6 seconds at least. Last time Nori had done puppy, she'd added in squid tentacles. But no squid today. No way was she even going to think about squids.
Squids, squids, squids.
Now that she had thought of them, Puppy Nori couldn't stop thinking of them. "No," Puppy Nori told herself, holding onto her human self with all her might. She wiggled one of her front paws. Eek! She felt a tentacle wanting to burst through. She wiggled one of her back paws. Hack! Another tentacle tried to push out. Puppy Nori only barely managed to keep it in.
She wagged her tail and, uh-oh, a huge tentacle wanted hugely to slither out. And no, no, no.
Hold your tail still, Puppy Nori told herself, focusing all her might on keeping control of her human mind.
Hold your tail still.
Blink. Puppy Nori held her tail still. Only it wasn't a puppy tail anymore, or a squid tentacle. It was an elephant tail. And then, plunk, her puppy ears grew and stretched and waggled back and forth like satellites.
Elephant ears, cried Fred.
So cool, cried Anemone.
Nori, you're an elephant puppy, said Mitali.
An ellipup, said Fuchsia.
No, a pup-a-phant, said Anemone.
Mr. Lan cleared his throat. Eleanor, flux back, please. Nori did. Pop, she was a girl again. Well, that was not uninteresting, Mr. Lan said. Nori was frustrated at having gone wonky. She wanted to choose when she fluxed into unusual animals and when she didn't. But she was also a bit proud of her pup-a-phant. She had never done that particular upside-down creature before. It seemed full of possibility. Plus, her Fluxer friends were beaming at her. Well, except for Bax. Bax wasn't a beamer.
But it was not a puppy, continued Mr. Lan.
It was better than a puppy, cried Mitali.
I want you to work on puppy and puppy only, Mr. Lan told Nori. At Sage, if I ask for puppy, I expect puppy. Is that clear?
Nori nodded glumly. Coach, her fluxing tutor, would have asked her to do pup-a-phant again, right away. He would have wanted to help her learn how to do it at will.
Also, your shirt is untucked, Mr. Lan pointed out, and there is something sticky on the side of your mouth. At Sage, we pay attention to personal hygiene.
Mitali smiled at Nori sympathetically, which helped a little. But mainly, Nori felt like a deflated balloon.
Moving on, Mr. Lan focused on Bax. Bax Kapoor, is it? Puppy, please.
I can't, said Bax.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lan replied.
You and me both, said Bax.
Mr. Lan frowned.
You are a fluxer, he stated.
I guess.
Then flux. Flux into whatever you can manage.
With a sigh, Bax fluxed into a player piano and played a jaunty trill. The Sage kids oohed and aahed. Mr. Lan did not.
Good heavens, flux back.
He can't, Nori said. Player piano Bax played a dramatic succession of chords to underscore her words.
Dump, dump, dum.
He has to go to the nurse, Nori went on to explain. Nurse Riley. He came from Dunwiddle with us. Player piano Bax played the opening melody of Scott Joplin's The Entertainer, bouncing on his wooden piano legs.
Enough,
said Mr. Land to player piano Bax. He raised his voice.
Go get Nurse Riley.
Sigh. Earlier in the day, hanging out with Mitali, Nori had thought she had a chance of fitting in at Sage Academy. Perhaps. Maybe. Now, it didn't look likely at all.